come for the news. Stay for the pancakes. The Brown Roofie Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
One of my favorite places in Milford is the Milford Public Library. It is. I'm telling you, Scott's like putting his fist in the air. I'm serious, Scott. I wouldn't say that on the record if I didn't mean it. And we have Scott Brill here from the Milford Public Library. Thank you so much for being part of our diner tour. Scott, how are you?
This is so exciting. Well, I am great. I'm just fabulous to be here, and this is wonderful to talk to you.
You are fabulous, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
And so is the library.
I
think it stands out as a different, I would say, when people think library, I think sometimes it's a little archaic, but that is so not the case at the Milford Public Library. Talk a little bit about it.
Correct. Libraries are libraries, certainly Milford Public Library, many libraries are community hubs. They really are. And they really have a place for everyone. It's the old bromide. It's not just books. We have e-content, which is growing like 37%. It's that people are finding us that way too. So you don't even have to, as long as you have a library card, a Milford library card, you can access streaming movies, books on audiobooks. It's really phenomenal. Television shows and all that kind of stuff. So, and we just we put it in the budget too, that we just put a little more money there so that we can have more e-content, because we know that that's the way of the future.
And that's, it's really amazing. Yeah. That's incredible. And I mean, talk about even just the way that libraries in general have had to kind of adjust with the time, certainly. I mean, you talk about being a hub. One of the things that we found, especially during the pandemic, is, wow, a lot of people don't have access to internet, for example. Talk a little bit about how you sort of bridge that gap for really all age groups, I would think.
Right, absolutely. No, libraries are a great leveler because in the community, because everything's free.
That's right.
Also a powerful thing.
Right.
We have computer access for people who might not have internet at home, and even if they do, that they need to get out, but also for children as well, and it's really great. And we also have a great young adult program that happens too. So we got you from zero to whenever. So it's really a powerful place. And I think it's amazing that we can do all this, and people come, they figure it out, and we obviously have a website and all that, but we also have amazing programs, which is another way to reach out to the community. So it's pretty powerful, everything we do.
I mean, let's talk about some of those programs.
Sure.
Because you guys pump out newsletters like there's no tomorrow. Only because I'm one of your newsletter subscribers.
Very
and
good.
I'm so grateful for that, because the amount of things you're doing, I don't know how you're doing it. You don't have to get into giving me the secret sauce, but it's really impressive, especially for your children's programming. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, first, I'll start. The way we do it is our staff. We have a dynamite staff. They are fantastic. I'm here with our assistant director.
Hi,
who's,
Suzanne.
Who's my support.
Yes, I see you.
She's wonderful. And really puts together all the adult programs, which is really amazing. But Ashley Hemming, our children's librarian, puts together so many great programs. And Daniel Valenzano is our teen librarian. She's marvelous. But everybody on our staff, the whole staff, I just mentioned three, everybody on our staff is phenomenal.
Can I apologize to Ashley really quickly, because I'm pretty sure, Ashley, if you're listening, that last year I was a real pain in the you-know-what. There were like three books on my son's summer list, and every time it was like, hey, it came in, I'd be like, oh, we're away, or, oh, we still want to finish this book. Poor Ashley, the amount of back and forth, but she was so kind.
You do not know.
Kind.
That is a common thing.
I can only imagine.
Summer is hilarious because we do all these things and people are like, yeah, and we're away. Yeah, so it happens to everybody.
Harold and the Purple Crayon, I felt so bad when that came out. That movie came out and every kid in America wanted Harold and the Purple Crayon. I'm like, can we just buy it at this point? I mean, poor Ashley. Yes, I just had to say that.
That's hilarious. The program this summer is called Level Up at Your Library, and it's for everyone rising K up all the way through high school, for both kids and teens. And it's prizes and all sorts of things. You can go to milfordlibrary.readsquared.com to sign up. Or just go to milfordlibrary.org and you can find out all the information about what we do. I was just looking at the list of all the programs. We would be here for the rest of your 2 hours to list all the programs that we're doing in both the children's and the adults. So it's really phenomenal. They're going to do just amazing stuff. And I know Danielle in the YA department has so many wonderful programs. There's everything from magicians to animals to everything's coming to the library. So, but to list them is crazy. easy. So go to milfordlibrary.org and you can find out all that wonderful information.
Yes. And as I mentioned, you can, when you go to that website, you can also subscribe for your newsletter, right?
You can. You absolutely can. Right. That's a great way to do it. And then you have it and then you can see all in one place what's really happening. We also have a Facebook page. So find us that way too. And we keep that up to date. We have actually three people who work in our social media on our staff, and they really do a heck of a job making sure that we get the word to everything out there. It's really amazing.
How do you stay, I don't want to say relevant, I think that's a harsh term, but how do you stay up to date with, I mean, because like I said, I think a lot of libraries, maybe not, I haven't been to every one. I'm a little biased. I go to the Milford one all the time. But I know a lot of libraries are trying to kind of hit that stride, trying to stay relevant, trying to make sure that people understand that it's not just books anymore. How do you stay relevant? How do you stay on top of it? Because I do think that Milford, I mean, even at the state level, has been an example for other libraries across the state. How do you do that?
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. I think one main thing that we do, I keep in touch with many other librarians, which is really powerful. I'm on the CLA board, the Connecticut Library Association board. I'm also the president of FLAG, which is the Fairfield Library Administrators Group, which is a group of like 60 library directors.
Scott,
okay.
All
well,
right.
Drop the
resume.
Mic.
Jeez.
Frickin' mic, yeah. So, but all that touting is really just to say that it's to connect with other libraries. I'm also on the board of the New England Library Association.
Why didn't you just hand me your resume when you
here
got here?
Yeah,
right. You know,
yeah.
You
got any jobs? What do you got?
I said to Scott, I'm like, in my next job, I'd like to go to the library, but I can't compete with that resume. So I don't know if that's all.
Oh, stop. I'm the least of my, there's wonderful librarians who are really helping, and especially now in this time when cuts are happening and we're really trying to make a voice of that. But this is all to say that keeping in touch with each other and learning the trends and learning what other libraries are doing to keep on the cusp of technology and all that kind of stuff, which is really, really important. We're part of a consortium of like 69 other libraries with our computer. And so when there's an update, like a computer kind of thing, we're right there because we're moving forward with these other 69 other libraries. So,
that's amazing.
And it's really important to have that because, you know, you cannot just be the cheese stands alone. You have to be in a world that you're really connected with other libraries and other people all over the state and all over the country, quite frankly.
It's so true. And I have to say, as a 90s kid, I grew up watching Arthur.
Sure.
You an Arthur fan?
Oh, yeah.
PBS, love Arthur.
Yeah. We used to have a big Arthur in the children's library.
Oh, I'm
years.
Sure you
it
did.
It was a big Arthur
Listen,
poster,
only
yeah.
Only the coolest libraries had Arthur.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the songs that will forever be ingrained in my heart and my brain is Having Fun Isn't Hard If You've Got a Library Card.
Yes.
And I feel that I had no idea that message would resonate with me even in my adult life, not just because I have kids, but because literally it is so true. The unbelievable access to resources and what the library offers is truly amazing. And as you mentioned, it's free.
It's free.
Crazy.
Yeah, for everyone.
Right?
And yeah. And
I love the library.
Yeah, having a library card is a ticket to a whole bunch of things. And
right?
it's also free to get the library card. So the great thing is if you're a Milford resident, you get a Milford library card. You're a West Haven resident, you get a West Haven library card. And the card that you have works in every public library in the entire state of Connecticut, which is phenomenal.
That's...
You can go up to Hartford and just present your card and you can check out stuff there too. So and it's really quite amazing, that thing. Just also really quickly, I'm a huge movie person. So one of our programs this summer, we're having Joe Myers, who was a journalist and worked for the Connecticut Post for years. And he's a film critic and everything. He's going to come. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jaws in July. And then Joe's going to talk about that as well as we're going to show the movie and scare everybody like we did 50 years ago. And then he's also coming in June to talk about the summer blockbuster. So just a really fun thing. And that's the thing. It's not just, oh, we're going to go to a... And we have book discussions, too, and that's great. We have a romance group, and we have a popular fiction group, and we have a classics group, and wonderful. But, you know, we have cool... We're having a Turkish coffee tasting this Saturday.
Love it.
So it's like, it's
Because
so,
why not?
Because why not? Absolutely.
I love it.
To find that cultural outreach to everybody, it's really powerful at the library.
Scott Burrell, I want to thank you for what you and your entire team does at the Milford Public Library, and thank you for sharing all of that here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Melissa, and thank you for coming to our library, and it's wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. We got our library cards. They're just sitting in my car. Woo! But yes, oh my gosh, we love the library. That is for sure. Scott Burrell, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa.